Welcome back to Marielle and Louisa's Be Greener, Be Cleaner radio station.
Today, we will talk about the battle against bottled water. Is bottled water really better? We will learn the bare truth about bottled water and how you, as a consumer, can consume less of it and be a better, greener person. Let's start out with basic stuff. Water is practically free. Why buy it? People spend thousands of dollars every year on bottled water, when tap water is 10,000 times less the cost. In the U.S., not only do we spend thousands of dollars on something that's practically free, we are filling up our landfills with plastic. Where will we live when there's more garbage than people?
Thanks, Louisa. Now here in the studio with us is Barbara Whitehouse, a representative of reusable Camelback water bottles. She will be sharing a little information about why she supports her job. Back to you, Louisa.
So, what is your opinion on reusable bottles?
I think they are a great way to reuse and save plastic. I have one at home and I use it all the time.
Would you recommend them to others?
Of course. I take mine everywhere with me. So earth-friendly and smart.
Great answer. Thank you for your time.
Ciao.
Back to you, Marielle.
Now we have the winner of our April Water Poem Contest. Her name is Rachel Kingsley. She is 9 years old and lives in Denver, Colorado. And here is her poem, read by Louisa.
Drip, drip, drop. When will it ever stop? Plip, plip, plop. Rain is a nature clock. Splish, splash goes my feet in the puddles deep. Tiddle, tiddle, tattle, top. I hear it in my sleep.
Now it's Louisa with some fascinating Did You Know facts. Test your water IQ with these hardcore facts.
Thanks, Marielle. Now, did you know that 40% of bottled water is tap water? Did you know that 1 out of every 5 plastic bottles are recycled in the U.S.? Did you know that 22% of bottled water contains chemicals that go above health restrictions in the U.S.? Did you know that enough fuel to fill 1 million cars for a year is the amount of oil that goes into the making of plastic bottles yearly? Now, back to you, Mary.
Thanks, Louisa. Now we will have our segment on our wonderful water word alphabet. Our first wonderful water word is anoxia. Anoxia is the deficiency of air in the water. The next word is biological pollution. Biological pollution is pollution that is caused by microorganisms such as bacteria or viruses. Now we have the word confluence. Confluence is when water runs together, flowing together, or intermingling where a tributary joins a river. The next word is desalination. Desalination is when you take the salt out of the salt water to produce clean, fresh water. Now, our last word is ecology, which is a study of interrelationships between living organisms and their environment. Now, that's it for our wonderful water words. And now...
Wait a minute. We're getting a call.
Wait a minute.
Hello, I'm Ashley, and I have a question about bottled water.
Okay, Ashley, go ahead.
Okay, well, I live in Brazil where the water from the taps is not clean. We always have to buy bottled water. I feel like I'm being wasteful. What should I do?
Okay, Ash, we see your problem. The thing is, if tap water is not okay to drink, by all means, don't drink it. So, if you have to buy bottled water, do your part and recycle them. Maybe even ask your family about getting a water filter for your tap.
Wow, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
So, we're running out of time, so we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for choosing Be Greener, Be Cleaner radio station.
And remember, water is practically free. Why buy it?